Hi, this is Jennifer Jones reporting for Citizen Relay, and I'm sitting here with Alan Cunningham. Alan is a librarian in Prestwick, and I'm going to ask him a few questions about the Torch Relay. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm quite good, thank you.
So, have you seen the bunting appear in Ayr for the Torch Relay?
I haven't actually been into Ayr, so I haven't seen it anywhere.
So, is the Torch Relay coming through Prestwick?
I don't know.
And if it was coming through Prestwick, what do you think about the Torch Relay?
I'd probably go down and watch it. Could be quite an interesting thing to see.
Yeah. But why would it be interesting?
It's a chance to see, was it local athletes who would be holding the torch passing through this local area? So it'd be a kind of representative for Ayrshire, I'm guessing, passing through Ayr, which would be kind of interesting to see.
And what do you think that means in terms of the grander narrative of the Olympics? You mean, what does Ayr mean on that thing?
I guess in some tiny way it means that Ayr is being represented in a global sporting thing. It could be impressive. If it's for curling or something like that, it might not be that impressive, but it's, or fast walking or something like that, might be quite dull. But nice to know we're involved.
And I've got a couple of people smirking here in the corner. We've got Chris Cunningham. He works for a sort of public sector body, and he's based in Glasgow. Hi, Chris. Is the torch coming anywhere near you?
I've absolutely no idea, to be quite honest.
And why don't you have any idea?
I've not been following it. It's just not something that particularly interests me. I think there are bigger issues in Scotland today, and especially in Britain, than all this circus over a sporting event.
Okay. And why do you think that, you know, it's a circus? What's the problem with that?
Well, it's just a distraction, really, from the bigger issues that are taking place in the country right now.
And what's the biggest issues? We've got Colin Fisher here as well, you're based in Prestwick. What do you think the bigger issues are in terms of the Olympics being in Scotland, the money spent?
It's obvious, isn't it? It's a Queen's Jubilee. We should spend all the money on that.
And why should we spend the money on the Queen's Jubilee? I mean, what does that mean? What does it mean for you?
A day off.
That's a very good point. Do you get a day off, Chris?
I do, but I'm working it, so I get double time.
Do you get a day off, Colin?
No, but I'm just happy for everyone else getting one.
That's very altruistic. Alan, do you get a day off?
Yes, but I probably won't get paid for it, which is kind of crap.
Yeah. So that's Jennifer Jones signing off, and really sitting with people that are sceptical people, and I can't swear. Good night.
You see the thing on the BBC?